Today I want to talk about something which might be a little cheesy. Geez, why is he talking about dairy? Maybe you can't have dairy. Maybe you don't want to talk about food. But actually, food is what I'm going to be talking about today. Specifically, the very cheesy thing that sales reps do to get access to physicians and other healthcare professionals' offices. And that is bringing food. Even sometimes cheese. Hello, my friends. This is Mace Haroff. I want to welcome you to another episode of the Medical Sales Guru Podcast and the Medical Sales Channel on YouTube. You know as well as I do that many sales reps will do almost anything to get time with a customer. I've heard of reps doing all kinds of things. For example, booking an appointment as a patient and paying for it just to get time with a hard-to-see doctor or dentist. Now, is that an ethical thing to do? I don't know. I guess if you're paying the money, you're paying for the customer's time, and you're getting the desired outcome, which is getting in front of them, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Maybe you're stealing away time that that doctor really wants to use to take care of a sick patient who really needs his or her attention. So maybe it's not ethical from that regard, but getting in is getting in. What about other, you know, many come up with creative stalking strategies to, Dr. Smith, is that you? So nice to see you when you accidentally bump into him or her in the parking lot, and then you get into a conversation. Now, maybe if you're really good, they will just assume that this is a happenstance, a fortuitous event that the two of you just happened to be in the same space at the same moment and you met. Otherwise, they might determine that you are actually a stalker, which not only won't result in a sale, but may result in a restraining order on you. Not exactly what you are looking for. Dr. Smith, is that you? So nice to see you. Be careful with that. But most commonly, many reps, in fact, too many, gain access by bribing their way into an office with food. Look, I know it's acceptable and many reps do it, but just the fact that many reps do it doesn't differentiate you. In fact, it does just the opposite. It makes you a me too rep. If he's bringing food and you're bringing food, what's the differentiator? Oh, I know. You're probably thinking, well, I bring better food than he does. He's bringing sandwiches and I bring a buffet with chafing dishes. They can't resist what I'm doing. Well, they will probably remember you for that. But here's the problem. Doing this might get you in, but it also creates the wrong conditions for an important sales conversation. Most reps buy and bring lunch with the understanding they'll get a few minutes with the doctor. And often, this is enough time for a quick detail. That's it. Just being able to give the details of a product. Hence, this is why pharma reps are frequently referred to as detail reps. So here's what happens. The detail rep comes in, buys lunch for the whole office. Everyone's happy, stuff in their faces. In fact, some of them are eating so much that they're falling asleep. And the rep gets 2 minutes with the doctor, and the doctor lets them know he just has a minute or two and needs to get back to work. So the rep rushes through a quick presentation and leaves. So with drug reps, the doctor might agree to pass out some samples or write a few prescriptions, until the competing rep brings lunch the next day and the doctor's attentions are directed his or her way. You see, building a relationship based on food, based on bringing food to the office, is counterproductive. Here's why. How you call on customers defines your value proposition. If you remember a couple of podcasts ago, if you look at maybe 2 or 3 weeks back, I did one on branding, branding and medical sales. And I talked about the importance that you need to understand that, yes, your product brand is important, your company's brand is important, but nothing is more important than your brand. You're a brand to your customer. And if you remember, I said that your brand is what people say about you when you're not in the room. So if you are known for bringing great lunches, great breakfasts, great snacks, great desserts, whatever it is, then what is your value proposition? It has to do with food. And that is not what you want if you're a medical rep. If you help customers to see problems and avoid problems and solve problems while making their lives easier, then that becomes your value proposition. But if the only way you can get into a doctor's office or clinic is by bringing food, then that becomes your value proposition. You become the rep who brings in great croissants or donuts or pizza or whatever. So when someone mentions your name, do you want customers to think solution or pizza? Reps often tell me it's the receptionist who says that they only book appointments with reps that bring food. That's a lie. The truth is they only book appointments with reps who can demonstrate desired value. Food is desired value. So is preventing infections, reducing risk for the practice or the patient's treatment, reducing treatment costs, or making a procedure safer and more efficient. First of all, if you only deal with the gatekeeper or receptionist, that's part of the problem. They want free food. They love free food, and they look good to the rest of the office staff when they coerce reps into bringing free food. The receptionist, she also has a name for reps who bring free food in an effort to try and gain business. Suckers. Don't be offended, but I know sometimes the truth hurts. Customers frequently have a misconception that all reps have expense accounts to cover free food. Some do, but most don't. That doesn't keep them from buying their way into the office, though. I mean, if it's the only way in, so be it. If it's the only way in, you're doing it wrong. And you suck as a sales rep. If that offends you, so be it, because it's the truth. Look, I'm not opposed to doing something nice for your customers and their staff in appreciation, but if your only way you can get an audience with customers is with food, then that is all they value about you and what you offer. Reps also believe that they have to take customers out for expensive meals to build a relationship. They think that doctors and dentists and other HCPs want to go to dinner with them. Sometimes they do. If they already know you and like you, or there is a business issue they truly want to talk to you about. But guess what? Most doctors can afford to buy their own dinner. Asking them for a date is not how to build a relationship with them. First, show them that you can solve critical problems for them or address critical issues. This matters way more than a free meal. This keeps them up at night, these critical issues, not wondering where their next free sub sandwich is coming from. So what should you do instead? Be creative. Be well trained. Learn how to have meaningful sales conversations they want to have and can't ignore. They'll quickly forget about free food in exchange for something that can keep them and their patients safe and happy and generate the best results possible. Or You can keep bribing your way into the office with food. It feels good, makes the staff happy, but realistically, it won't get you the sales you're after. That takes creativity and hard work, not Egg McMuffins. If you want to learn an easy way to gain access and change the conversation without being a food delivery person, check out my free webinar masterclass I'm delivering this Wednesday. It's called How to Sell More Almost Immediately by Changing the Sales Story You Tell Healthcare Professionals Without Being a Pushy Sales Rep. Get more information and register at medicalsalestraining.com/webinar. It's right here, medicalsalestraining.com/webinar. And please let me extend my thank you for spending some time with me on this episode. And I hope that if it's lunchtime, you will go and buy yourself something to eat. Make the people in the doctor's office buy their own food, because you are a sales rep who delivers value. You are not a food delivery person. And don't forget, if you're looking for things to talk about, here's an idea. What's the most important thing in what you do? Why do you do what you do? It's all about one person or one group of people, I should say. It's about the patient. The patient is the most important thing that you must consider every day when you're having conversations with your customers. Do that, you'll gain more attention, you'll sell more, and you'll make them feel good about you. The patient, my friend, always comes first. So now that you know that, why are you still here? Go out and make a sales call. Do some good. For the Medical Sales Guru podcast and the Medical Sales Channel on YouTube, my name is Mace Haroff. I will talk to you again soon. Bye for now.